Time now for tips for hardy gardeners. And while Master Gardener Tom Casper is not a doctor, nor does he play one on the radio, I bet he's got some stories about times that just being out in the garden has been just the ticket to restore him to mental health. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, I don't know whether I garden necessarily, but a couple of times when I've given gardening a whirl, it definitely has been really gratifying to make a little chunk of the yard look nicer, or just to sit on the setting porch with a book and look at how beautiful this one tiny little section of the yard looks.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Week, gardening certainly plays a part for a lot of people in their mental wellness. I, in particular, have found that when I'm going through difficult times in life, that getting out in the garden and just that solitude or that companionship, if you're with somebody gardening and just concentrating on making that garden a little bit better, making it a little bit more enjoyable, really does have a very strong impact on our mental health and our feelings of contentness and things like that. So gardening really is for me, and I know for a lot of other people, a very strong a soother when the mind is racing or the head is racing and the heart is pounding and all sorts of things. So getting out in the garden or choosing to garden when folks are going through things is certainly a good release for a lot of people that deal with certain things in their lives. So.
And a lot of folks that I know, it seems as though, you know, even if they were doing something with their hands indoors, one of the key aspects of gardening isn't just the concentration or the doing something with your hands. It's the being outside.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're outside. And I just recently read a statistic. I'm reading a book on yoga and breathing. And the statistic was that the average American right now watches about 4 hours of television a day, which comes out to be about 2 months a year that we spend in front of the TV. So getting away from that and getting out in nature, hearing the birds and seeing the squirrels and seeing things grow and feeling them grow and harvesting from the garden has such a strong impact on our well-being. And then bringing yoga, if you like to do yoga, out into the garden or breathing exercises and feeling nature around you has such a strong impact on our psyche and our well-being that folks that aren't gardening should look at it, even if it's just a few containers on a deck or a small garden in front of their house or volunteering to help in a garden somewhere that has a purpose or a cause certainly has an opportunity or provides an opportunity for folks to get some well-being mentally.
So tell me if you're this guy. Many folks that I know, and sometimes I'm even one of them, we get so conditioned to thinking that we need to be critical. Somehow it makes us feel that we are better people if we look around us and we notice all the things that are wrong. Or if nothing else, when somebody else chimes in, also noticing something that's wrong, we can say, yeah, I know that. I'm aware of that. So you sit in the backyard and you look out and you look at all the things that should be done and all the things that are wrong. Now, your gardens, judging from social media, where, of course, everyone tells the truth, are exquisite. Do you allow yourself to sit down and enjoy your garden and be peaceful? Or do you look at your garden and that critical voice is going, rah, 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 this needs to change. This looks horrible. I got to fix that. Blah, 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 blah.
I used to be that way, where it had to always be perfect, and if it wasn't, I was out with a headlamp on at 11 o'clock at night because it had to be perfect. And really, over the last few years, my perspective has changed, where it's the opportunity to get to garden and to be in the garden, and maybe just one piece of it is nice that you worked on that day, or that you spent some time on, or that you created special for you or for somebody else. And it's really about enjoying that moment or that piece of the garden rather than looking at it in its entirety and looking at what's missing, instead looking at what's there and enjoying what you have.
I was having a thought, and you know how thoughts are in my mind. They're immediately terrified with the isolation, and they start running and screaming in the other direction. What was that that I had? Something that I had just read about. It's gone. Sayonara, brain.
I think I saw it.
Yeah. Running by.
Whee! Running by.
Yeah, exactly. So gardeners, we're getting to the time now where gardeners want to do stuff. By the way, I pestered you some more about the burdock and the flames. Don't you think that there'd be with appropriate training and professional guidance and oversight, that like setting a bunch of burdock alight in your backyard would really make you feel better, possibly?
Oh absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And actually, for a lot of folks, even just the act of weeding, whether they're burning them or digging them up or chopping them or whatever they're doing, just the act of weeding is very therapeutic for a lot of people. And digging out that clump of grass that's been impacting our rose or our daylily or whatever it happens to be, and knowing that you gave that plant that you really like a better chance, there's a lot of enjoyment in that and satisfaction. So whether it's burning it or digging it or chopping it or whatever you happen to do.
You know, a little weeding and a bag of mulch, it's amazing how good that can make you feel. You get something kind of, you know, one little bed or one little area all tidied up. You put the mulch down, you kind of pat it, and it's like, and it just makes you feel like you got your life shipshape.
Yeah, and throw in a glass of wine and it's all good.
Love it. Love it. All right, TK. Well, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks, and we'll find out about all the goody things that we need to be doing. And at that time, we're going to be, okay, wait, today's the next Saturday, a week from Saturday, is the Duluth Garden Flower Society plant sale. Look at me trying to read my handwriting on the calendar.
Right.
And so there's an opportunity for folks to go and pick up some of those great plants and start getting outside, spending some time outside in the garden.
Yeah, and don't forget to support your locally owned greenhouses as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, TK. Great to have you with us as usual.
Nice talking to you.
Tom Casper this morning. He doesn't play a doctor, even on the radio, but he is a master gardener and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.